You're listening to Morning Edition on WMUK. I'm Gordon Evans. The Portage School Board has accepted the resignation of Superintendent Rick Perry a month after he was suspended for an inappropriate relationship with a district employee. It was also 10 days before a due process hearing had been scheduled over possibly terminating Perry's contract. Julie Mack covers education for MLive and the Kalamazoo Gazette. She joins us. Good morning.
Good morning.
So Rick Perry resigned under protest. What happens now?
Well, there are two things that happen on two fronts. One is that really what this happens is that he waived his due process hearing and they will move straight to arbitration. I don't think that he will be returning to his job, even if the arbiter decides in his favor, but they terminated his contract without a financial settlement. And I think what he's fighting for now is saying, well, you owe me more money. They both agreed that that process will be settled by June 30th. So that will be happening. The other thing is that they have started to search for a new superintendent. They've hired a firm, and now that Perry is no longer part of their employment, that sort of clears the way for them to move forward on that process.
Both Perry and members of the school board are at least publicly stating that they're confident that arbitration is going to work out in their favor. And the fact that they're both willing to risk binding arbitration, does that not indicate that both sides think they're playing a pretty strong hand here?
Well, yes. And here's the arguments on both sides. From the board standpoint, they feel that, from what I've heard, it was not just an affair, that there were aspects of it that, infringed on the workplace. And it certainly violated the morals contract of his contract, and it also, or the morals clause in his contract, and it also, that there were some issues there that really were unprofessional. From Perry's standpoint, the board didn't have, or the district did not have a policy against nepotism. There was nothing specifically forbidding paternalization between coworkers. In fact, there are some principals who supervise their wives. So from his standpoint, maybe it was unseemly, but it wasn't a contract violation.
You wrote back in December that it's unusual to even get to the point of a due process hearing or arbitration. Normally there's a settlement. Does this case really stand out in the state of Michigan because of the fact that the two sides just couldn't reach some sort of a agreement for a parting of the ways?
Oh, it is pretty unusual. As a matter of fact, no one can really remember the last time St. Kalamazoo County that there was a due process hearing for a superintendent. And part of that is the fact that traditionally, I think school boards were a little more willing to throw money at someone to make them go away. In this case, I think that there are two things going on. One is that Portage did that 2 years ago, and it was just got tons and tons of heat for it. So they certainly weren't going to go that route again. And I think also politically, there have been other examples around the state. I think taxpayers in general are not happy with seeing well-paid superintendents who perhaps did something that could cause them to be fired and they're getting paid off. So I think, from Perry's standpoint, this wasn't coming up at a good time in terms of the school district's willingness to give him some money.
The headline on your updated story on MLive this morning says Rick Perry out as Portage school superintendent, but saga isn't over yet. Is it possible that we are going to learn some more details about this inappropriate relationship, which so far have not made it out into the public?
Well, I think so. That's something that we'll certainly be pursuing. I think that there are obviously more details to be had. The board itself has promised transparency, but I think they also feel hamstrung right now by the fact that there's an ongoing legal process. And until everything is said and done, they can't totally be transparent. And I definitely think that sooner or later, more is going to come out.
Now, Portage also, as you noted, has to find a new superintendent. What are some of the things that are going to happen to get that search started? Where does it stand right now?
Well, they've hired a national search firm, and I don't know that they have done much beyond that. I think that The next step would actually be posting an advertisement. I think they're planning on doing a national search. Then that search firm would go through all the applicants and basically screen them down and say, okay, here are the people you should consider, and then they'll choose a pool. Usually it's 3 to 5 people that they would interview. And that they're actually in a good time frame for that, so that should be happening this spring. They really want to have someone on board by July 1st.
Julie, thank you very much for your time this morning. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Julie Mack covers education for MLive and the Kalamazoo Gazette. She checked in with us this morning on the resignation of Portage Schools Superintendent Rick Perry. That was accepted by the Portage School Board during a special meeting last night. And you can read more, including links to MLive and the Kalamazoo Gazette, at our webpage, wmuk.org.